Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our discussion on the possession of a property.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the possession of the property in a real estate transaction. So you've got a close date where you deliver the title into the name of the buyer and the seller receives their consideration, the money for the purchase. So you've got the exchange done that way, but have you exchanged the property yet? Is the seller still in the property and needed a couple days to move out, or has the buyer taken possession on the date of closing? It's a discussion to have.
Well, it's an interesting situation because the buyer, own the property day of closing, which means that midnight 01, the property is yours, even though it may not record until noon, 1, 2 in the afternoon that same day. But day of closing, the buyer owns the property. Day before closing, seller owns the property. And that's an interesting thing because we aren't exactly timing the vacation and reoccupancy of the property, the exchanging of the keys, until the actual loan has been funded and the lender needs to make sure the thing has been recorded before they fund the loan. So there's a series of events that have to happen.
The last program, we talked about the risk of taking early possession, a buyer taking the possession of the property, enjoying the property as if it's their own when it's not yet theirs. There's a concern there. Many concerns. We all see that as a big red flag if we've been in the industry for any period of time. You've delivered the product without receiving the compensation for it. So you think that's like paying someone to build a fence before they built the fence. Where does the urgency come to build that fence at that point? It may be less and less over time. But also there's liability. There's what could happen in the property while they're in possession. Could they have a change of heart? Could they damage the property? Could they be damaged? And there's an insurance claim.
Well, and they could die, and they could, I mean, there's so many things that could go wrong that prevent the transaction from closing in a timely manner or at all. And then how do you get rid of the person who is now occupying your property? They seem to think it's theirs, and they're going to act accordingly.
So there is the alternative of having properties held after close as well. So you definitely need to specify when you're negotiating when the seller will give possession and when buyer will take possession. It's a separate discussion, but it's relevant to talk about at the time of the offer itself so no one's surprised and everyone can plan. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.